The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
I'm very much looking forward to this, Brian.
This is your first A-Grade.
My first A-Grade.
A-Grade experience.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to a caller. Let's go to Hector at Bomaderry and we'll get the juices flowing. Hector.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we going?
Going good, Hector.
And fine fettle, Hector.
I've got an A-Grade today.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Now, I know the scriptures teach us, judge not, lest ye be judged. However, I simply have to nominate those rude pamphleteer volunteers at polling booths.
You took mine, Hector.
I
huddled
down to my local public school on Saturday morning with a spring in my step and democracy in my heart. And let me tell you, I was absolutely shocked at how rude and pushy those creatures in colourful shirts were.
Yes.
They were flapping pamphlets at me like Paddington pigeons, making rude comments. And let me tell you, it took me all my discipline to stop myself from bringing back my legendary left hook out of retirement. Mm,
you and me both, Hector. You and me both. You know, that was the one I had down. You've taken mine. But great minds think alike, Hector.
Sorry, JK.
No, please.
Heated, but I've got good news as well. I did, however, meet the great Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil fame. He was there. So Labor must have been having a last-ditch play at day-drinking, long-haired Triple M listeners in Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to all those who won seats. Congrats, Albo. I like the cut of his jib. And as my dear old Nanny Ethel used to say, we used to have empires run by emperors, then we had kingdoms run by kings, and now we have countries.
Countries, right.
Oh, very good, Heckers. Oh, very good.
All class, Hector. But he's right. You know, where the pamphleteers and they say, and you give them a polite no thank you, put the hand up.
Yep.
As you're walking away, they try and shove it in your hand.
Yeah.
A-grades.
Okay.
Hello, Gibson.
G'day.
How old are you, Gibson?
I'm 11.
He's 11 and something's gone on. Something's happened over the weekend, Gibbo. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to us, brother.
So, two things. Video refs.
Mm. Mm.
A-grades.
A-grades, video refs, yeah. Yep. Talk to me. What specifically aren't you happy with?
So the NRL, the Thursday night game, the Broncos and the Knights, there were some pretty dodgy calls there.
Yeah, you're talking about that Shepherd that wasn't an obstruction, that wasn't an obstruction because he passed the ball?
Yeah.
Gago try.
Yep.
No try.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Manly against Parra. And I am a Parra fan, and I probably shouldn't be complaining. But, yeah, video ref again.
Well, you got the good of the game at heart, Gibbo, and that's what we love about you.
Yep.
He's a Parra fan. He'll take the win, but, you know, we're lucky. We're lucky.
Yep.
A-grades. You know what? You got every right to complain. They were shockers. Did you think Gagai's try was a try, Gibbo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Clearly it was. Yeah. Clearly it was.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Gibbo.
Good on you, Gibbo. 0457 736 736. Pedro, boys are A-grade. Jared Sutton on behalf of JWH. How many times? Pedro the Rooster. I think I can see a theme emerging here, Fletchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about this one? G'day, lads. I have a royal A-grade this week. After working at the elections on Saturday, it's fair to say you are an A-grade if you either donkey vote or draw a penis or obscure graffiti on your vote slip. There was a million of you. Cheers, Brett.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. See,
if you're going to line up and be there for that long, just to, like, seriously.
Yeah, at least put some work into your artwork.
It was like those other imbeciles that when we used to have a check-in during COVID and blokes would say name, you know, they put, you know, Yorak, all that sort of stuff and, you know, stupid names. Like just
Wayne Kerr and stuff like
that. Idiots.
Hello, Brett. No, Brett's not there. Okay, boys, got an A-grade. A gentleman recently at the Aquatic Centre, Sauna, was asking everyone one by one who they voted for before proceeding to tell everyone who he voted for and why. A-grade behaviour, Cassidy from Melbourne.
Can't be doing that.
No. Saunas.
It's one of those taboo things. Do you ask people who they vote for? Like, you don't ask people what they earn. Are you okay with that? Like, would you?
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care. Mm. Junior Smithy says, afternoon, Fletch and Kingy. I have a few A-grades this week, and it's sad to say the first is our very own Sugar. Oh, I love this.
Mm.
While the cat's away. I got love for the guy, but last week he suggested that the dog should get Des Hasler back. Come on, he needs to give himself an uppercut for that. For Hasler has crushed the club. Second is Dufty for dropping the shoulder on Naden after the game. Maybe that personality of Dufty should have turned up before the game, as that was the most contact he made that night. Junior Smithy just goes, whack!
He does. Cameron, A grade. Mothers of two boys in the Marsden Park FC under 11. Okay. Abusing the female ref and the opposition team players to the point where one of the mothers was asked to leave the sideline because of the abuse.
Oh.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, I don't really see it. I'm a netty man, though.
Yeah.
Netball.
Yeah.
Don't really see too much.
But even
hurling
still,
abuse.
You can't defend that.
No, you can't.
You can't defend that.
I'm going to go for my A grade, and it's revolving around the voting on Saturday. So we got down there bright and early. It was at the local school. Mm. And everyone was lining up because the gates to the school wasn't open. So kickoff was about 8 o'clock. There was some imbecile from a block of units who was cutting the lawn. Like he was just doing it to agitate everyone. So everyone was lining up. So then he got his mower out and just started mowing. And I'm going, mate, you could wait till tomorrow.
I don't get that behaviour. A grade.
Well, what he was doing, because he was just trying to annoy people.
Mm.
Like, fair enough, it was a business and he had to do it because he had another job. Even then, it's probably its A-grade behaviour. But this bloke was obviously living in this block of units, came out and was council property, and he was out there pushing everyone off. Mm. Kids, dogs, A-grade.
Yeah, not hugged enough as a kid, this bloke.